Bobby Bones.
Brothers and sisters.
Transmitting across America.
Get your bones on.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
Everyone, all together now.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Bobby Bones.
All right, morning, everybody in the studio.
Morning.
Let's talk to Kelsey and Corey, who are both girls, who called, and we did not believe they were calling from Australia. Is that true?
That's true.
What time is it over there, roundabout?
11.
Right, in the daytime or nighttime?
Nighttime.
Oh, man. Okay. But it's also probably the next. Yeah, the Australia time's like a day ahead. So you guys are ahead of us. Anything happened that we don't know about yet?
I will let you know.
Okay, thank you very much. So you're calling from Australia. Are you calling on Skype?
We're calling on Skype, yeah.
Yeah, cool. Anything else?
It's just that, so we moved over here kind of on a whim. We were actually at a Sam Hunt, and we decided that we were going to move over here, get a visa.
But you have no Australian accent.
Yeah,
I thought we were talking to like Aussies or something.
They're from America.
Yeah, okay.
We're from Austin.
Okay. So you move over to Australia. Do you love it?
Yeah, it's good, but we're homesick. We've really been missing home, and we listen to iHeartRadio. It's kind of like a little piece of home, as corny as it sounds.
Well, come on back.
We will.
We got a spot for you in America. What are you guys doing for work over there? Kangaroo?
Kangaroo hunting. No, we're just waiting tables.
Okay. How old are you guys?
We're 27.
Are you guys like together as a couple or just friends?
No, we're just really good friends.
Okay, listen.
Have y'all
that
met,
wasn't a
like,
dumb question.
Australian
follow your arrow.
Boyfriends?
They're not very good daters. I have a boyfriend back home in the state.
That's not going to work out.
Yeah, I'm out.
They're not very good daters.
No. Kelsey says the guys aren't. They're not very gentlemanlike. They're very lazy.
Yeah, well, hey, well, we're sorry that the call didn't work. I'm glad you called the show this morning. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. It was a pleasure.
What's the Australian mascot?
Kangaroo.
Like, what's
Koalas.
The...
Koala.
No, like, what's the animal of Australia? Because we have the bald eagle. What do you guys have? Like, the...
I think the kiwi?
Yeah.
That's the fruit.
Wallaby?
The what? What is it?
The wallaby.
The wallaby. All right. Yeah. Wallabies forever.
Wallabies forever.
All right. Thank you, guys.
You know what I'm amazed?
Right. Goodbye.
You can call the telephone on Skype?
Yes.
Yeah, that's been crazy since, like, 2003.
So no, I thought that was where you just video chat.
It is.
But you can
call too.
If you're doing long distance stuff, it's helpful.
Wow.
You can FaceTime call too.
Yeah.
You know that.
That's
right?
How yeah. My husband and I talk.
On your computer, you can look at somebody and talk to them.
No, I understand that.
Oh, okay.
But I could call someone's cell phone from my computer.
I don't know about their phone, but their phone maybe.
Yeah. Well, listen, potato, potato. Phone.
Get your balls on. This is a Bobby Bones show.
Hey.
All right, time for good news. Everybody's got a good news story. Let's go.
Tell me something good.
All right, Amy, you're up.
This also serves as a PSA to update the chips in your dogs. Like, if they go missing and you happen to move, you might get them back 3 years later, because this woman, that's what happened to her. Her dogs went missing, but she kept moving, and she was like, you know what? I'm going to keep updating my address. 3 years later, she got her dogs.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh zoo workers rescue an ostrich from a frozen creek. It was cold. The ostrich was out on the ice. Boosh, fell in.
Oh.
Froze it up. Ostrich couldn't get out. Luckily, someone saw its head and went in. Zoo workers had to go in, crack in, and save the ostrich frozen in the water. Isn't that crazy?
It's pretty awesome.
It's awesome they also saw the ostrich in the water.
Yeah.
I'm not doing a lot of ostrich spotting. Lunchbox.
70 years after rescuing a fellow sailor, a man has received a Purple Heart. He is 90 years old. They were both in World War II, and he has finally been recognized for his heroism.
Oh, wow.
Good. Wow, that's good news there.
Come on, Bobby Bones Show.
All right, the game goes like this. I'll play you the 1 second beginning of a song, okay? Amy Lunchbox, all you have to do is name the song.
Okay.
That's easy.
You're going to hear 1 second. Okay, and I'll play it twice, but that's it.
I'm good at this game.
All right. You want an example? Here.
Yep. Lunchbox.
There's a beep there, but yeah.
Thomas Rhett.
I need the song.
Die a Happy Man.
Die a Happy Man. Okay. Ready? You get 1 second of the song. And when the beep's up, song's over.
Okay.
Ready? 1 second of the song. Name it.
Oh, God.
Need the name of the song. Do you want to hear it again?
Yes, please.
1 second of song.
Oh.
That's There you go, sing it, Aim.
I'm in for the win.
Lunch is in. Amy's pushing the paper on her face. What you got, Aim?
Somebody like you.
Lunchbox?
I'm yours.
And it's, I love this life.
I love my boots.
Oh, that's not Keith Urban?
No, that's Low Cash. All right, ready?
Okay.
It's close.
Number two, you get 1 second of the song, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. Ooh, quick one there with
beep,
the beep.
I don't...
Yeah, I don't like the beep on it either, but hey. Ready?
Go.
There you go.
I need it again. Oh.
Can you name that one? 1 second.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm in for the win.
Lunchbox?
Girl Crush.
Amy?
Riser.
Mm-hmm. Stay a little longer, Brothers Osborne.
Oh, duh.
Here we go. Yeah, something like... All right.
Riser.
Ready?
Ready.
Next one.
I'm in.
It's a tough one. 1 second of song, Lunchbox.
I'm in for the win.
Go ahead, Lunch.
Smoke Break.
Amy.
Break Up in a Small Town.
No.
What? What you
doing in Home Alone Tonight, Luke Bryan. Well, I could probably ask you the same thing. Another round. You guys have 0 points.
Yeah.
That's okay. It's only 1 second. It's
I got
not
the
like.
Example,
listen.
Right?
All right, here we go. Last one.
True.
Name this song by the 1 second.
Oh.
Want to hear it again?
Yeah, hit it again.
Oh. I'm in.
You're in.
In.
Oh, yeah. I'm in for the win.
All right, Lunchbox is
I want to be.
Indian Outlaw.
No.
Go ahead.
High Class.
Sounds nothing like Eric Paisley High Class, but it's cool you know a song.
That's not it?
No. Amy.
Can I take Break Up in a Small Town?
You can for the win.
I knew I'd see her around.
Lilac. Yes. Lilac.
Some party.
Lilac.
That was close.
I went to the shoe store. I was just looking around for some shoes, and I was like, I'll take those, and I'd be like, yeah, take some socks. Lilac. Lilac. What? Sam, we need a word here. What? Lilac. That's it. Rap's a rap, boys. Raise your Sam Hunt fetish still happening?
Yeah.
He's obsessed.
Yeah.
I knew I'd see
you. Congratulations on your big win, Aim.
Thank you.
1 second of song game.
One right.
You like it or no?
No, I love that game. I was just struggling.
The theme was current hits.
Oh.
Oh, so you didn't tell me that beforehand. I'm thinking old school. I mean, that's my library. I was going.
Your library is
just,
Girl
you
Crush
high
and High Class.
Class.
Ray and his girlfriend decided they're going to go to church more. That was kind of their resolution. Would you say you guys are sticking to it pretty well?
Yeah. We just went.
One time?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait. That's one. Okay. So what did you learn at church?
Well, do you want me to read the notes or you want me to just go from the dome?
I mean, just go from, because it should be what's stuck in your heart still.
Okay. I tried to remember it really good. The pastor said to, with Instagram and Twitter, what is the number one thing? We get jealous of that stuff. He said, don't be envious. Instead, write a nice compliment. So if you see something cool somebody does, just say, oh, that looks really cool. That's awesome.
So
fun for you.
Don't let jealousy overtake your heart.
Yeah, and give people props is what he was saying.
That's cool that they talk about that at church.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they were like doing cool graphics on the screen. Like they were showing actual people's Instagrams. And I was like, oh, crap, what if you showed mine?
It's like a repost of Sam Hunt on the back of a truck. Okay. See, I like that message. And you have to remember this with social media. People aren't posting their bad moments. Social media is like a best of show.
Oh.
It's like a greatest hits album.
That's true.
Like, that's what you're seeing all the time on social media. So you'll see Facebook, or you'll see Instagram, or you'll see Twitter, and everything looks so good. Everybody's lives are so great. And you're like, I'm jealous because I'm not having these trips. I'm not having these smiles. I'm not having friend brunch with my 9 best girls. Well, maybe I just get mad at that one. But still, it's like a greatest hits album. So realize that when you're looking at it. Huh. You don't buy the greatest hits on iTunes and go, man, this was one good album. They did a great job with this one album. And you realize over years and years and years, these are the best of the best. Same thing with the pictures. These are the best moments from people's lives. It's not everyday life. If you realize that, I think you take it in a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
I've had to do that to myself because I would start to go, man, I don't do anything fun. Like, hang on with my dog. You know, we go on the road and do some Raging Idiot stuff, but really, I have a
pretty... Well, your road stuff looks fun.
Okay,
so
you know
probably
what?
Do that with your stuff on the road.
It's not like I'm posting pictures, bad pictures from the road. It's really just Remember that.
I know, it's the fun stuff.
As you look at social media, just remember, that's the best of everyone. You know.
Let's start posting.
Oh, you know what I did that was humiliating this weekend?
Bad pictures.
Yeah, I
walked in
bad.
And so there's two humiliating things.
Okay.
One, if you're sitting on the toilet and someone walks in. And two, if you walk in and someone's sitting on the toilet. And it's a debate on which one's worse. Like, I don't know which one you want to be.
So you did it on the bus?
So yeah, there's someone in the bus. They didn't lock the door. And I opened the door. They're just sitting. And so again, both are pretty humiliated. I don't know which it's worse because I've been on both ends of it. And if it's a dude, it doesn't matter. But if it's a guy, girl, it's pretty humiliating. And I opened the bus and there's a girl sitting in the toilet. And I was like,
did you scream that loud?
In my heart, I did.
Did you say anything?
No.
Okay.
I shut the door so fast that I hope they didn't know it was me.
Uh-huh.
We never made eye contact again about it. It was like one of those, we just won't talk about that moment.
Yeah.
But man, just like that's one of those doubly humiliating moments. Like you're never any more vulnerable than you are when you're sitting on the toilet. That's it. That's the most vulnerable spot you live in. Whew. I'm glad I got that out.
Good. Let it all out.
But
let
you also have to lock the door too.
It's on you, yeah.
Yeah, you gotta be smarter than
what
that.
What if they thought they locked it?
When it's, you know, we're in a bus and it's guys and girls and you know, we keep a lot of females in our band because we just like females and promoting females and it was just God, it wasn't me, but then it was me on the I was just I don't like that.
You were the walker inner.
I know I was. And I don't know which I had a long a deep thought conversation with myself, like which one would I have rather been?
The walker inner.
The thing is
walker.
I don't know. We all sit on the toilet, so why is it bad? It's like boobs or butts.
When you sit to pee.
And butts. Sometimes I do, yeah. I do. Thank you, Amy. That's twice. Amy 2, Bobby 0 today.
Yeah.
You got me with the estrogen comment earlier. It's all good.
Yeah.
All good.
He still remembers it. I was like, what did she say earlier?
But you.
Men get the flu more than women because estrogen blocks out the flu for a lot of times for females. And Amy's like,
You're good, dude.
All right.
What?
Feisty Amy coming in. I like it. All right. Anyway.
Shirt today. I like it.
I do have a. It's kind of salmon-y.
Dang. That's pink.
Okay.
Three Amy.
It's cute though. All
right, thank you. All right. Hashtag lucky in life. You didn't need to win the Powerball. You're hashtag lucky in life. Amy.
Man, I got a great job. A wonderful family.
Let's just go one deep because we're going to be here all day.
The first thing I wrote down was, The first thing I wrote down was great job because I associate the Powerball with money and money job is how I get paid. And I feel like I have the greatest job in the world.
Lunchbox, hashtag lucky in life.
Hashtag lucky in life, soccer. Still able to play at 34 years old, a game I love, and it's so fun and it's awesome.
At an elite level?
At an elite level.
Are you better than most people?
I'm all right.
Yeah?
I'm all right. I mean, I hold my own. I mean, my team wins championship after championship.
But you're not the star anymore. You're a pretty good role player.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, listen, it's honest.
Yeah.
I mean, I do win MVP trophies from the league, but, I mean, I wouldn't say I'm the best.
So you're basically like the Kevin Garnett of your team.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eddie, hashtag lucky in life.
Oh, my wonderful, wonderful family. Hands down. Why are you laughing?
Sarcastic.
Why are you rolling your eyes at me?
You just nothing. Okay. Not a hashtag lucky in life.
I have the best cat ever.
Yeah. And mine's my dog's 13 and just still kicking it, man. Like, old, but he should have died 3 years ago, according to Wikipedia.
Really?
Kicking it.
Hmm.
Lucky in life. And he's like, my wonderful, wonderful, greatest. It's so amazing.
I could have a really bad family and I don't. I lucked out.
I know.
I'm happy.
It's just we all laugh because you go over the top with it.
So I just say like my family.
Yeah. Yeah. That's more believable.
Yeah, my family.
Cool.
Yeah. Hashtag lucky in life. Whatever.
But the thing is, it's not just me, right?
You can
say
wonderful.
Right. Yeah. They're awesome.
Yeah. Like, hashtag Lunchbox speak.
The way you say it, you do try to, I don't know if you're trying to sell it to us. Or sell it to yourself, or I don't know. All you had to say was, "I'm lucky. My family's awesome.
Yeah, I've got a great family."
But you said, "Oh, my, you got all."
Yeah.
Why can't
we're not? Listen, we're being haters right now. I
a little bit. Yeah, a little
bit. You guys are.
Hashtag hug a hater, dude.
Hashtag we're haters. Hey Ray. Hashtag lucky in life. Our producer.
Yeah, I'm dating a hot blonde. Hashtag lucky in life.
Yeah, I mean, can't argue with that, dude. This is
the Bobby Bones Show.
Four foods that'll most likely give you food poisoning. Heads up, number one, raw oysters. They've always been risky, but even now you're more likely to get sick because the oceans are warming. I love oysters. Pre-cut fruit and vegetables. So if they've already been cut and put in things, that's because somebody's already handled them. And here's the thing about people touching stuff. People usually put their hands in their butts at some time during the day. And then they touch other things. Your hands, pre-cut fruits and vegetables. You get a lot of food poisoning from pre-cut fruits and vegetables. Sprouts. 30 bacterial outbreaks linked in the last 20 years. Outbreaks. Not 30 cases. 30 outbreaks.
I love sprouts.
I saw a movie about that.
Really?
Yeah, 28 days later.
Oh.
I think it all started with sprouts. And next thing you know, everybody's a zombie. And in rare meat. So
raw?
Rare. So if you order something rare.
Oh.
Because you know nobody's going to eat raw.
Some people
steak,
eat raw steak.
But if you order a rare, they say heads up. Because heat kills anything. Like, you know what I do? I'm so stupid. I'll get up and I'll make oatmeal. So I eat like this protein-filled instant oatmeal. I think oats bother me, though, so I think I'm going to stop. But I get up and I take this bottle of, or this bowl, and I put water in it. Then I put it in the microwave. And I know Amy hates microwaves. But I heat it for a minute. Then I pour the oats in and I mix it up. I eat the oatmeal. I don't know. I don't know if it's that I'm just out of my skull lately, not sleeping. But I'll take the bowl, put it in, heat it for a minute. Look, there was no water in it ever.
Oh, no.
I do that probably 4 days a week. I'll just pull the bowl, put it in the microwave, heat the bowl up, pour the oats in, go, well, there's no water in there. Like, I don't know what planet I'm on sometimes. You're never fully awake until 9:40 a.m. A new survey found the average person wakes up at 6:30, leaves the house at 7:23, finally feels ready to interact with other human beings at 8:40, and then you really get up about 9:40 a.m. So if you live by that schedule and you do stuff like not putting water in your oatmeal, that's it. You're not up until 9:40. So I wake up at 3, so I'm 3 hours before that. So let's say I wake up at 3 and a half hours. 9:40, 8:40, 7:40. By 6:40, I'm awake. So about 10, 15 minutes Central Time, boys. I'll be ready. I'm ready to go. Guys' nights out are good.
Absolutely.
Male bonding lowers stress levels for men. Now, it says, and I don't know, Eddie, you're the guy that has a family here.
Yeah.
You have a wife and two kids, mm-hmm. and you have in-laws, and you have all the family stuff that happens. Apparently, being married with kids is stressful.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Financially, emotionally, physically, all that, yes, all together.
Wow. So what happens, according to the story, is that wives don't like their guys to go out because they feel like, oh, they're out partying with their buds. But really, it's just letting them catch up and be normal because they have super high anxiety whenever they're... But you know what wives do, too? I wonder why wives aren't in this.
Yeah, girl,
I mean, it's only guys' nights.
Yeah, right, they need a girls' night.
I'm sure that there's a study out there saying that girls' nights are helpful.
I think it's just women are more comfortable at home and watching the kids. They want to be there, and they want to make sure everything's okay at the house. They want to make sure dinner's ready. The guys feel like they need to go out and fly.
So, okay, I'm talking to a friend last night that has two kids, and he works. She kind of helps out at his office or whatever. She happened to have a girls' night last night, and I'm on the phone with him, and he's like, yeah, she's out at a girls' night. So I have to get home so I can babysit. And he said that his wife gets so annoyed when he calls it babysitting because he's not babysitting.
Yeah, he's
taking care of his kids.
He's parenting.
Yeah. He's like doing what he's supposed to be doing so she can go have a girls' night. So I just thought that was funny. But I mean, women need it too.
Yeah, it's definitely much easier for a guy to say, all right, honey, I'm going to be back in a couple of hours and hang out with the boys than it is for the mom to say, all right, you're good, right? Dinner's there.
Yes.
And if you need the diapers, they're under this cabinet, and make sure that he eats a snack at this night. You know, it's like so much preparation for the mom to leave the house. And for me, I'm always just like, okay, so what time does he eat? All right, so I've got to make sure that he's in bed at this time. And does he need a bath tonight or what? So, yeah, I get it. And for her, I think she's just like, it's probably worth it. I just stay here.
Yeah, that's because the woman is used to handling that stuff. And when the guys get put in that situation, it's like, I don't know what to do. So anyway, you're just texting the chick going, hey, what do I need to do here? What if he didn't eat all his vegetables? Is that okay? What I mean, and so the
y'all need to get it together.
So the wife is just like, you know what? I'll come home. I'll mop the floor, and you go out and have a beer. Thank you.
All right.
I'll mop the floor. What are you talking about?
Well, because if the kid spilled something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's the Bobby Bones Show. If you guys want to reach out, Mr. Bobby Bones on Twitter.
So I saw on your Instagram that you were kicked off of Instagram. What happened? What'd you post that was so dirty?
I didn't post anything. I was commenting on my sister's Instagram, and I was sort of like a joke between us about going deep in conversation.
Wait, what?
Like, oh, that's so deep. Mm-hmm. Like, we have this paperwork we're filling out for this stuff, and we're like, oh, that's deep.
Arr?
And so then, so on one of her posts, I hashtagged deep.
Arr?
Well, you can't hashtag that because,
why not?
I mean, I meant more like,
you can't hashtag the word deep.
That's so profound.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, you really got me with that, so deep. Well, no, because other users out there, evidently, they use that for a different meaning. So Instagram blocks you. If you do that and you have to fill out, they block you and then they send you a thing and they're like, what was your intent with this post and why did you make this mistake if it was a mistake?
So because you hashtagged the word deep, they kicked you off Instagram for a bit.
Yeah, I got blocked and then I had to fill it out. What did you try to do? And then I was like, tried to comment on my sister's post that it was deep because, I mean, that's what I really meant. And then it said, please explain why you think this was an error. I'm like, well, it wasn't an error, but okay.
Come on.
Please.
Yeah. Hmm. I couldn't believe it. Because it's not like I was trying to hashtag, you know, something else.
Come on.
You got kicked off Instagram? So how long were you off?
Dang, hard.
After you fill out the paperwork, about 30 minutes to an hour, I had access to my account again.
Dang, you were off Instagram for an hour?
You're red flagged now. Like, you've got
to keep an eye on
the NSA's got you. The NSA's got you right now.
You have a thing next to me? Yeah. Yeah, so be careful.
I'm going to red flag everybody that writes mean stuff. People write mean stuff on Instagram.
They do?
Yeah, like, hope you have a car wreck and stuff.
Ugh.
Like, why would you write something? I was like, come on.
Please. It's not nice.
Bones.
A lot of people are on who've run into celebrities lately. Megan in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. Hi, Megan.
Hi, guys.
Who did you meet? Who'd you see?
I saw Darius Rucker.
Now, I don't know what your story is about him, but I think he's one of the nicest guys in the world. Your feelings?
I absolutely agree, yes. I didn't speak with him, but he, strangely enough, I saw him shopping with his kids in the Target in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. But my son and his son played rec football together a year before last. Well, they didn't play together. I'm sorry. They played on opposing teams, and his son totally rang my son's bell on the field.
I have a word with him. He may be in tomorrow. But yeah, one of the best dudes. You're on the air, Sherry in Georgia. Thank you for calling. What's happening?
What's up, Bobby?
What's up, Sherry? Who did you see?
We saw Luke Bryan while we were getting some exhaust put on the truck.
I bet you he was super nice, too, knowing Luke.
Oh, he was super great. He was getting his brother, who passed away, truck. His wife, Caroline, found it for him, and he was getting it restored.
Yeah, Luke is just a happy, smiley, good guy. Luke, do you remember Sherry in Georgia?
I remember that.
Yeah?
How could I forget your face?
Because I'm beautiful.
Right. That's what I meant, darling.
Hey, Sherry, thank you. Hey, let's go over to Cheryl in Hot Springs, Arkansas. Hey, Cheryl.
Good morning.
What celebrity did you see?
Toby Keith.
He's a big dude, huh?
He is a very big dude.
Like, you don't even know how big Toby Keith is until you see how big Toby Keith is. Like, a giant.
And next to him, he's really big.
Where'd you see him?
At the racetrack.
Yeah?
At Oaklawn.
Mm-hmm. Did you get a chance to say anything to him?
Well, hello.
Hello.
And then he said,
hello.
Hello.
Please take your picture. And he, you know, I see him every year there because he races horses there, yeah. You know, his own horses.
Well, thank you for the story.
Welcome.
You're on the air, Brett in Jacksonville, Florida. Hey, bud.
Hey, how's it going?
Talking about celebrities you run into. Who you got?
Steven Tyler of Aerosmith.
Yeah, to me, one of the coolest moments of doing this radio show was getting to spend time with Steven Tyler. So I'm a huge fan. Now, are you a huge fan?
Oh, I love him. I love him.
Did you get a chance to say hi?
I did. I was actually playing guitar on a beach trying to learn Dream On, and he walks up behind me. He's like, hey, man, that sounds good.
No way! This is not for real! No way!
Yep, he walks up, and he's like, that sounds good, man. And I turn around. I was like, thanks. Oh no.
Wait, you're actually playing an Aerosmith song as Steven Tyler walks up behind you?
Yes, sir.
That's like, you need to write that in like a blog or a book. That's crazy.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Okay, congratulations on that one.
How
I don't know how you can beat that.
You win.
I was learning Sgt. Pepper's album and Paul McCartney came up behind me.
Oh, no, that's awesome. Let me do one more.
Hello, you're on the air. Kayla in Louisiana.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for calling. What's going on?
I actually met Usher on vacation in a place called Sea Island, Georgia. He walked in front of my table while I was eating lunch. I was with my grandparents, so they had no idea who he was. But our waiter was like, oh, my God, was that Usher? And I didn't get to talk to him because he just walked by briefly. But it was really, really cool.
Was he security, like rolling deep security?
Actually, not as much as you thought. It happens to be a really nice place. We also saw the guy, oh, he plays in Batman. His name is Chris something. I didn't know who he was.
Christian Bale?
Yeah. He was
Chris something.
It's a really, really nice place. So, I mean, I was like, oh, my gosh. And the guy that was on the air a minute ago, I actually saw his video on Facebook. So I thought that was really awesome.
What guy? The Dream On guy?
The guy that just called, yeah, he was telling the truth. What? He really did. Somebody got it on video, and I saw it on Facebook.
Oh, wow.
That's crazy.
Now that guy's famous.
Man. Okay. She's like, cool. I was sitting here practicing Usher, yeah? And all of a sudden, Usher came up behind me?
Yeah.
Oh, man, thank you guys for all the calls. Appreciate that.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, we have a game to play now. Ready, Ray?
Yes.
Explain the rules of this game.
I'm going to name the actor or actress, and you're going to name, go around the room naming movies until you can't anymore.
Okay.
That they were in.
Got it. Ooh.
All right. I'll go first, and there'll be three of us. I'll go first, and we'll each take a turn starting it off. All right, go ahead. First actor, please.
Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis. Die Hard.
Nice.
Die Hard 2.
Die Hard with a Vengeance.
Okay. Which one's that?
That's three.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
So we got those all out of the way. So okay. No advantage there.
Oh, gosh.
Now it gets hard.
Bruce Willis was in...
Oh, gosh.
Oh, yeah, Ed, you're going to have to keep a time on us. Keep a 30-second time on us, okay. Starting now.
You got it.
Yeah.
Oh, starting
now. Well, I forgot to tell him.
Starting 6 minutes later.
Yep.
Bruce Willis was in the movie... Guys, I don't have anything.
I don't either.
Oh, man.
Can you guys think of a lot of Bruce Willis movies?
No.
I got one. No, I'm not up. I don't say it yet.
15 seconds left.
Bruce Willis was in Moonlighting, not a movie. Oh!
What?
Look who's talking. Boom!
Nice.
Two. Look, he's talking, two.
And time.
Is he in that, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh!
He was in Luke Who's Talking.
Look, he's talking. I said them both. Luke Who's Talking and Luke Who's Talking,
you
too.
You can say them both.
Yes, I can. I can take 10 movies if I want.
Okay, but are you using them both?
I can say as many as I want and miss as many as I want.
We don't know
you
if he's
can?
In two, though.
Ray, which one's he in?
He's in both of them.
Thank you.
Okay, so can I say the other one?
No.
What? Yeah. Okay.
It's good.
Yeah, I could. Look Who's Talking too.
Dang yep.
Thank you. I know the rules of this game.
That is so crazy. Okay.
Is that your movie guess?
No.
Oh.
Then hit it. Hit us with your movie guess.
Okay. I know exactly which one it is.
Oh, I got it. I got another one.
I'm trying to think of that one.
Bruce Willis movies. I have another one.
The Whole Nine Yards.
Seen that?
The Whole Nine Yards. Ray?
Still looking, but I'm assuming yes.
No assuming. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to go Shooter.
What?
He was not in Shooter.
No. Oh, it wasn't Shooter?
I'm not seeing Shooter.
Okay, dang.
Are you keeping the time?
How about the whole 10 yards? That's a sequel. The whole 10 yards.
I'm not seeing it.
Dang.
Oh, yes, it is.
Yes!
What?
When you said that, I was like, no!
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Go ahead. Bruce Willis movies.
Red? You seen that?
Oh!
Yes!
Dang, good one.
Is he in that?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Thank goodness.
Red?
That's a good one.
With Helen Mirren.
Yeah. Good one, Amy.
Thank you.
Revenge?
Bruce Willis movies.
The Sixth Sense.
No!
Yep.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Red 2. Oh, I just watched it. Oh,
there's a Red 2.
Yeah.
Really?
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
I hate this.
The I know there's a movie. The where they're like old.
Yes. Hey, Nana, be quiet.
The
15 seconds.
Not the Avengers, but the
10 seconds.
What is the name of the group? And they go around and they're old, and I'm giving you all clues, but you know.
3 seconds.
They like fly that airplane, the Hercules.
Time's up.
Time! Yeah.
Let's you know what I'm talking about?
The Avengers?
No.
The Incredibles.
Is that it?
The Incredibles?
No.
They're old?
Yeah.
They're old.
Dang it.
15 seconds.
They're old. That's all I can think about now. Unbreakable.
5 seconds. Did he get that?
Yeah,
good,
that's right.
One.
That's
yes.
Right.
Unbreakable. So what I'm looking for is that movie that Amy's talking about with Schwarzenegger.
Yes.
You know it.
And
hey, Amy, you be quiet.
And I'm also thinking of a movie with Joseph Gordon-Levitt, like the shooter. I saw that one.
I know what you're talking about.
Where it goes back in time.
Amy!
You got 15 seconds.
Am I back in?
No.
Invincibles. No.
Come on. Come on, clock!
You're looking at 5 seconds.
I don't have it.
3, 2.
Oh, I have that one now.
1.
Time.
Yes!
Loophole.
Looper.
Looper.
I said shooter. Looper. What was the other one we were talking about?
Expendables.
Expendables.
Oh, man.
Okay.
I called him
old dude movie.
Yeah.
Okay, next one up.
Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell, lunch.
It's, oh, me?
Yeah.
Okay. Talladega Nights.
Bam.
Yes.
Does that count as the official title?
The Ballad of Ricky Bobby. Talladega Nights.
I mean. Yes.
Okay. Not I mean. That's just how we play games. You have to say that.
All right,
title.
Go ahead.
Will Ferrell. Anchorman.
Yes.
Anchorman 2.
Come on.
Oh, gosh.
Step Brothers.
Dang it!
Yes.
I'm running out.
Will Ferrell. How about Kicking and Screaming?
Oh, good one.
One of my personal faves. The Politician?
The name of the movie, Amy?
Not seeing it.
When you're ready, Amy.
Politician. Politics. Politician.
15 seconds. 10 seconds.
What is the name of it?
And 5 seconds.
The politician. Politics.
Time's up, boys.
All right. The candidate?
No.
Not seeing it.
The election?
Nope.
Keep going.
Debate?
What's the name of that movie? I love it. And y'all
whatever.
Hated
old
it.
School. That's fine.
All okay. Right.
Oh, good.
How about Night at the Roxbury?
Ooh.
Yep.
Good one.
Is he one of the bobbers?
Yeah.
Wedding Crashers.
Good one.
Yep.
Will Ferrell's in Wedding Crashers?
Yeah. Makes a cameo.
He was the funeral guy.
Weird.
Okay.
Dang it.
What's the basketball one
called? There we go. Now you're thinking.
Eddie, you be quiet.
Okay. 15 seconds.
Pro ball, basketball.
10 seconds.
Oh.
Do you know it?
No, I'm just
five
trying
seconds.
To figure out mine.
You're done, though.
I know.
And time is up.
Semi-pro.
Semi-pro. Dang it.
What is,
Lost of the Land Ark.
What is the political
Lost,
one?
Lost
the campaign.
The campaign!
I'm so stupid.
Oh, man. All right. Let's do one more. This is fine. Lunch won the game. Let's go.
Woo!
Good job, Lunch.
You guys want Tom Cruise?
Yeah, go.
There's a lot.
Cocktails. I
one or
kept
two.
That.
One or two.
Oh, Cocktails 2.
But don't say that.
Thank you,
you
Eddie.
Even known there was that sequel.
I would have no idea.
Stupid.
I don't think there is.
I'm not seeing a sequel on the paper.
There's not
a
sequel.
You idiot.
Time's already going. Time's already going.
Fine. Jerry Maguire.
Are we
yes.
talking about
Eddie. Punks.
Die. Vampire. Die. No.
what?
Tom Cruise. Top Gun.
What?
Yep.
That was mine. Tom Cruise. Mission Impossible.
Mission Impossible 2.
MI3.
Shoot.
So dumb.
Was he in RoboCop? No. Vanilla Sky.
Oh, nice. I had that in my pocket.
Yeah.
That was in my pocket.
Yeah.
Okay. Tom Cruise. What else did you come out in?
Oh, I'm in.
Tom Cruise. You've been in a lot of movies, dude.
Mm-hmm. 15 seconds.
LB, we need an answer.
I know.
When you're ready, Lunch. 10 seconds.
Okay, fine. Tropic Thunder.
Wait.
Yeah, no. He's in that.
Interview with the Vampire?
He's absolutely...
There we go, Bones.
What is it?
Interview with the Vampire.
Okay. He's in that? Okay. Risky Business.
Yep. Underwear Shot.
Yep.
Oh.
Bam.
Man, guys, Cole Trickle. Days of Thunder.
Nice.
What?
Days of Thunder.
I know, but what was Cold Trickle?
That was his name.
That's his character.
Don't worry about it.
Yes.
I'm not worried.
All right. Clock's running, Bones.
Tom Cruise.
Oh, I'm in.
I'm terrible at this.
Come on, Bones.
Come on.
15 seconds.
The, what's the guy who's like fighting with the sword?
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Oh, thank you.
10 seconds.
Oh, Tom Cruise, duh. How about
5 seconds?
Tom Cruise's latest hit, Cruisyville.
Come on.
That was a good one.
All right, out. Done.
Okay, Valkyrie.
Oh, good one.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bobby. The Last Samurai.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. Saw in the movie theater made out of chick.
Go ahead.
Tom Cruise. Valkyrie. Katie Holmes. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Oprah.
15 seconds.
Oh, we said Jerry Maguire. Oh, gosh. Show me the money.
10 seconds.
Tap out.
No, I'm going to take my...
Need your answer.
5 seconds.
5 seconds.
Mission Impossible 4.
Yes.
No!
No way! Are you serious? Are you serious?
There's a 4?
I have no idea.
Clock's running. Clock's running.
What up? Come on, LB.
Tom Cruise.
I'm trying to think.
Come on, champion. That was awesome.
Tom Cruise, what have I seen you in?
Lunchbox, we need an answer.
Time.
Tom Cruise.
15 seconds, Lunch.
Vanilla Sky, Risky Business 2, Vanilla Sky 2, Tropic Thunder 2, Meet the Parents.
We're gonna have 5 seconds. And time.
All right, there it is.
Whatever.
Up.
Right. Champion.
Nice one, Lunch.
Thank you.
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
Monica in the Borough, what's happening?
Hey, Bobby. How's it going?
Hey, pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
You know, let's keep doing this. It's going circles. How are you doing? I'm good.
I know. I'm sorry. Sorry. I'm good. Just driving into work.
Yeah? Well, what's going on?
Well, I tried calling last week, and you'd already taken your last call for the hour, and I told my husband and some friends about it the other night, and they were giving me crap for trying to talk to you. They're like, you can't be that girl who calls the radio, so I have to call again. Because I love your show.
Well, thanks.
Wait, what's wrong with being the girl that calls the radio?
Amy used to call
the
show.
Idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Back in the day when I was a listener years ago, Bobby did a segment of, I don't know, favorite places
to eat outside. Yeah.
And I called on my, I was driving to work. I had a long drive. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to try to get through. And I called and I got through and I got to name my favorite restaurant. And I was so excited. And I went to work. And you know what? Now that I think about it, people at work made fun of me too. But who cares?
Who cares? Exactly. I just love your show, and you guys make me laugh every day on my way to work.
Thanks. So, well, can I ask you a question while I have you here?
Absolutely.
How are you today?
I'm well, Bobby.
Okay, good. Yeah. All right, Monica, thank you. See you later.
All right, thanks, Bobby.
All right, bye. Angie in Fort Wayne, what's up?
Nothing. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, okay, we're not going to do what the last caller did.
She almost did it.
I know, I had to think about it for a second. I just want to call. I love your show. I listen to you at work, and you guys make my morning go by so much quicker.
Thank you.
No problem.
Is that it?
That's it.
Oh, well, that was good. Okay. We're good. No complaint in there, nothing, but sometimes we get a but. But that's good. Well, thanks for calling.
No.
We really appreciate that, Angie.
Thanks.
All right, bye. There we go. We're really awkward at taking phone calls sometimes.
Yes, we are.
We love taking them. This is
the Bobby Bones Show.
We're all dog lovers here. All of us have dogs, just about. Amy has a dog. It's a Rottweiler. Josie's how old?
She's like 9 or 10. We don't know her exact age.
Older.
Mm-hmm.
So she's hurt.
Yeah, so she's, I hit her in the hip, not purposely, but I kind of bumped her, and she screamed. And the same thing, and then my husband said about 2 months ago, the same thing happened to him. And I'm like, well, that's weird. So I took her to the vet.
So you didn't hurt her. It was already hurt, but you realized it once you hit her.
Yeah, she acts totally fine until you put pressure in this one area, and you don't even really have to press hard, and she freaks out. So I'm like, well, what in the world could it be? So I take her to the vet, and they do x-rays, and she has a herniated disc.
So how much that cost?
Well, nothing at the moment. Well, I mean, I had to pay for the x-rays, which luckily were less than my husband's little thing.
Oh, you guys have the dog rule.
He has it. And luckily, we've never had any issues, but he calls our dog Josie a $500 dog. And that's obviously not over the course of her life, but it's like any given reason to be at the vet can't exceed that. So luckily the x-ray, I always tell the vet, like, hoping they'll just take that into consideration. I'm like, you know, my dog says this is a $500 dog, or my husband says that. So then they said it should heal on its own if we're really careful. Like, I cannot take her on a walk. Like, I can take her out to use the restroom, but that's it. We take 30-minute, 45-minute walks every day, but not anymore. And
let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
If something happens and you have to go and it costs $1,200.
I know. I thought this because they said if it does not heal on its own, that she'll have to have surgery.
Okay. Again, the question, if it costs $1,200 and your husband says no more than $500,
yeah,
what happens?
I'm hoping if it really comes down to that, because he loves her, he will be like, okay, we're going to do this, and it won't be an issue because I don't want to fight.
Would this cause a huge fight with you guys?
Yes.
Like a massive throwdown?
If he put his foot down, like, I mean, I get it. She could be I'm like, if we don't have surgery, is she going to have to be in a, like they said, her back legs may end up having to be in like assisted little wheels. So, yeah, it would cause a huge fight.
Hmm.
We'd have to get a mediator for sure. Third party.
Interesting.
And the third party would probably be like, just let her pay for the surgery. And I'd be like, okay, thanks.
You bring in your sister as the mediator. I hope your dog's okay.
Yeah.
And if she's not, I hope it costs $499. Because I don't want there to be a fight.
And 99 cents.
Yeah. Oh, man.
She's on anti-inflammatories and pain meds.
Really? Time marches on. My dog, too. I mean, I got to change food because his food, he can't even eat it anymore because it makes it. You have to give him a Pepcid and then a medicine every day.
Yeah.
So he can just eat. But no more people food. He's had no people food in a month. Like, I would cut him completely off. He hates me for that, too.
Good for you.
He's just a cranky old man now.
Bobby Bones. The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, Chris.
How's it going?
What's up, buddy?
Not much, man. How are you doing today?
Doing pretty good. What can we do for you?
Hey, I just want to tell y'all how much I like the show, man. I got an hour and a half commute all the way to work, and I listen to the show every morning, and it makes my day go by better. And I got pulled over yesterday on my way to work for speeding, and the cop comes up to my window, and the show was playing, and he's talking about it. He's like, oh, man, I love this show. I listen to it almost every morning, too. And I was like, oh, yeah? Well, I'm Jonah Hill, so you should probably let me off this one. And I swear to God, the cop looked at me, started laughing, told me to have a nice day, and drove away.
Wow, Pimpin' Joy.
Jonah Hill?
No, he's not Jonah Hill. His name's Chris.
Oh.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
Do you look like Jonah Hill?
Yeah.
Well, that's cool, man. Thanks for sharing the story. Thanks for listening to the show.
Yeah, man. I just want to tell you guys that, though. Thanks for making everybody's day better.
Hey, aww. I'm glad you got a ticket. I don't know what it is, but the last couple to few weeks, I've had a couple run-ins with the officers of the law, and they've been really nice. And, you know, some officers are nice, some aren't. They've been really nice. Like, I got pulled over, and my tags were expired. And I was like, well, I just don't want cops to think anything's a threat because I see on TV these people pull guns on them at traffic stops. They get shot. They get beat. And I'm like, I want police officers to know that if you pull me over, I have complete respect for you. So I'm putting my hands up on the steering wheel. I'm putting my keys on the dash. I'm turning my light on just so you can see everything.
Right. Full disclosure.
For everything. Because, again, every time a cop pulls someone over, as much as we get annoyed, they're putting their life on the line. Every single time, because you never know who's in that car. And so I do the thing. I pull over, put my hands up. Cop goes, "Hey, you all right? You all right? Put your hands down. You good? You good, buddy? Nothing." I'm like, okay. I just trying to show some respect. And so this morning, I'm driving into work, and part of the road was blocked in. I don't know if you guys, which way you guys came in.
Yes. I had that issue.
It was blocked in, and so I pull up, and you know how you talk to people that are outside the car, but you don't really speak. I'm trying to say, like, which way do I go? And I'm like, which way do I go? Yeah.
Why didn't you roll down the window?
Yeah, why don't you roll down the window?
I was still kind of far away. I haven't pulled all the way up there.
Okay.
So I'm looking at him through the window, and I'm like, you know, and so I'm just hoping he reads lips. I mean, it would be the same if I just said it.
Right.
But I'm like, hey, man, which way do I go? And so he's like, come up here, come up here. And so I'm like, can I go through here? And he goes, no. He says, here's what you can do. We just go around. I'll let you go around the back way here. Just go right behind the truck, turn in, go this way. He said, no one else can do this, but you're here by yourself. If it's early in the morning, go ahead and go through. And I was like, man, thanks, man. Appreciate that. And then I rolled the window. I was like, thank you very much.
Why do we do that?
Hey, officer, I appreciate that. Do you guys do that too, right?
All the time.
And like when somebody like pulls up in front of you, like, what did you do?
Yeah.
Or someone lets you through, you're like, yeah. Thank you very much.
Like, you can easily just go, hey, thank you very much. Right. Because it's the same thing. Instead, we're like,
so stupid.
I never even realized I do that.
I feel so dumb.
Because you are right. Like, I do the sarcastic, like, whenever I let them over and they don't wave or anything, I wave and I. You're welcome. You know what I mean? Instead of just saying, you're welcome, you know, just say it normal.
Wow, I roll my window down and really talk. Like, I rolled my window down and was like, officer, what up?
I wasn't that close to him, though. I was kind of pulled, because it was a red light. So I couldn't get up there, and I was like, you want me to do? What do you want me to do? I was pointing, I was like, I have to work. I have to drive through there. Hello, you're on the air, Nicole. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. What's happening?
Not much. Hi, Amy. Hi, Lunchbox.
Hey. Hello.
I just wanted to call in. It's so funny that I am calling a radio show. I've been, like, anti-morning talk shows my entire life. But when I first started listening to you, I just moved to D.C. The traffic here is just a beast. And I started listening on September 11th. And the way that you guys handled that and the things that you talked about and just the level of respect, it just had an impact on me, and I've been hooked since. I literally, like, I get out of bed at 4:30 every morning, and I know that in an hour and a half I can turn you guys on, and it just relaxes me. It de-stresses me. You guys are awesome.
Oh,
you know,
thanks.
Other than, well, no problem. It's true. And
other than what? Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Other than what?
No, other than, like, the way you guys are on a daily basis. You know, it's so fun to listen to you. Specifically, I think you guys are awesome role models. And Amy, I have to say to you, especially, you know, there's so few females out there that girls can listen to and be like, hey, I want to be like her, you know, and because I work at a high school and it's just terrible. But you're awesome to listen to. I think you just send a really great message to girls out there.
Oh, thank you.
Amy is actually one of my role models.
Stop. Yeah.
A lot of us girls look up to her.
Yes. Yeah, not just for girls, guys too, but.
Nicole, thank you for the call. Those are really nice words. I really appreciate
nice.
It. Thanks, Bobby.
Yeah, thank you for calling the show too. I also know it's weird to call a radio show, and so I appreciate it when you guys pick up the phone and call us. It's really nice of you to do so. In the Napa studios right now, there's a guy, he comes out and he sings the national anthem. And so, comes out, does a song. And then after he finishes, people were like, oh, I'm curious about this. Like, was that really amazing or was that kind of insulting? So I'm going to play you part of it and you let me know what you think, okay?
Okay.
Oh, the land of the free. And the home of the brave.
Wow. Like, even the announcer was like, wow. Like, because that's such a sensitive thing to say something about, that's what you say, wow. Because that can be taken anyway.
Right.
Like, he went for 22 seconds on that free note.
Is that
free?
A record?
The crowd's even confused. They're like, do we cheer him on?
awesome.
22 seconds. I mean, here, let me throw the number out there because I'm curious what the callers think about this. Is he doing it to be funny, like to make the news? Is he really passionate about the word free? Like, there are so many things that are coming through.
That is a note you hold.
Yeah, but not 22 seconds. I personally think it's a little much. It's a little much. I think he's doing it for attention.
Free!
Now, 22 seconds. Amy, I'm going to time you. I want you to free it.
Okay.
Do it for as long as you can, strong, because you can. When he starts to fall, he quits.
Okay.
Ready? So, okay. 3, 2, 1, go.
Free.
Seven seconds. All right, terrible. You did a terrible job of that.
Free.
Terrible job. Let me give it a run. Let me give it a run here.
Yeah, you try.
Oh, I'm not saying I can't do better. I'm just saying you went 7 seconds.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
It's hard not to laugh, too.
Exactly.
Because we're looking at each other in a room. Okay, here we go. Three. Count me down, Amy.
3, 2, 1.
Free! Seconds.
Wow.
And that hurt.
Like, you're good.
I might have injured an abdominal muscle there.
Yeah.
Like, I'm serious. I might have hurt myself and it wasn't worth it.
I started to get
it wasn't worth
it. Nauseous at 5 seconds.
That wasn't worth it. That wasn't worth the pain.
I'm going to try again.
Helen in North Carolina, your thoughts on this guy?
Hey, yes. I think he was doing it just to kind of bring attention to himself that, you know, he could hold the note like that. But honestly, I think it sounded kind of weird.
Yeah, I'd have been like, all right, dude.
Yeah, it didn't, like, add to the song.
And it wasn't like he was just, like, nailing it. And he wasn't doing runs.
Yeah, he was,
you know, like if he's up there crushing it, like, if it's like Cam, which is like, free, Burning House, free. You know, it's a whole different thing.
Yeah.
That I think attention. Lunch thinks it was funny and he doesn't care.
It was hilarious. I don't care. I'm not offended or anything, but it's hilarious. And if you're sitting there in the crowd, you have to start laughing.
I would be confused.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like,
like when he sent his audition tape to, because I think he had to audition for these people. Do you think he hit that 23 seconds in front of
him? No, no way.
With audition?
No way he did that. He held that back from the video.
The game's all starting late and stuff.
Hello, you're on the Bobby Bones Show. What's happening? How are you this morning?
Good morning.
Good morning. What do you think about that?
I got to say, man, as a vet personally, I thought it was a kind of disrespectful act. I mean, I put that right up there with Roseanne Barr's rendition of the national anthem.
Now, Roseanne was just being completely ridiculous and funny. I would personally put that a little lower because I felt like that was just kind of crap. This guy, I'm not sold. It was total disrespect, but I think it was on him. But that's why I'm glad you called because I like your opinion. You come from a different place. So thank you very much for that.
All right, thanks.
Hey, thanks for listening to me. I really appreciate that.
Hey, no problem, man.
All right, see you. All right, cool. And now, you know what? We'll play the new hit single called Free.
Free!
Climbing the charts right now. You know, I never met anyone from Tinder. Do you know who was the freaking Tinderizer? Ray. Like,
Tinderizer.
Ray, how many girls do you think you met off Tinder?
25.
Oh my
At
gosh.
Least 25, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then his current girlfriend. But
no.
She was on a date with...
He didn't meet his girlfriend on Tinder.
His friend did.
His friend met his girlfriend on Tinder, and then Ray took her.
So it's a Tinder-ish situation.
That's like a swingy Tinder. That's a whole different app.
No, it's a...
I don't have Tinder anymore.
Ooh, what's it called when you...
Swinging.
Did he take her from his friend, or his friend wasn't... Like, what? How'd that happen?
How'd that happen, Ray?
My friend wasn't from here. He left town.
And so you just took her?
Oh,
I said, give me your number.
Swoop.
Did she like him more than you at first?
I mean, probably. He's a lot better looking than me.
Yeah.
Did they kiss when they met up on
their
Tinder
true.
Date?
No,
because it was a group date.
Okay.
So I hear you guys sent out Christmas cards together. That came through the grapevine that you and your girl,
yeah.
Ray, our producer, who sits in the glass room, and Bay, his girlfriend, sent out joint Christmas cards.
Yeah, we did this year, yeah.
Kind of a big step, huh?
Well, I mean, she wanted to do it, so I told her I'd sign them, and then she wanted me to put, like, a couple
sign them? Will you autograph them?
No, no, no. Ray wrote a personal message in every single card.
I didn't get a card.
Me neither.
I didn't either.
They were sent out to close people that we go hang out with every weekend, so I must not hang out with you guys every weekend.
Well, you don't. That's interesting. Do you have any left? I'd like to put one online.
I mean, Eddie and Lunch got sent one.
Oh. What?
You sent them one?
We hang out as group friends. I don't hang out as group friends with you guys. On the weekends, dinner parties.
I gave everybody $100 bill around here that I like.
I didn't get one.
And I signed it. Did you guys get one?
No.
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 Exactly.
Oh, you're lying. I get it.
Yeah, I did. You think I handed out $100 bills?
Signed?
Yeah, signed. Yeah,
I don't know.
I put a nice holiday message on it.
One?
I would like to see one.
Okay.
I do take that as a personal insult, though.
I knew some of you would.
And you know what? Ray, who is the first person to ever come up to you and go, hey, young man, I see a little sparkle in your eye. You come on with me.
You?
Yeah.
I mean, do you really want a card?
Yeah.
No.
Not now. No. I don't want a pity card.
I do.
I just want to see it. Just remember, Ray, when times get tough, who grabbed you from the hallway when you didn't have a job and said, hey, feller.
You did.
You got. There's a little something inside of you that I see that I want to take, and I want it to flourish.
Ray's birthday dinner.
No, I haven't hung out with you at a dinner in a while.
Your birthday.
That was 5 months ago.
Well, I didn't know we were working towards little tally marks in a Christmas card.
Dang, we should have this is stupid. I don't like this game.
I'm getting a picture of that Christmas card.
Yeah, I think I got one.
Do you?
I think I got one.
Okay.
Oh, the lucky ones over here.
Congratulations, Ray.
Yeah. Hey, Ray, thanks for the Christmas card.
Ray's squad. That's all right. Amy, Nada, and myself have a squad. And Morgan. We have our own squad.
And we don't do Christmas cards.
Yeah.
Wait, did Morgan get a Christmas card?
No way.
No.
Oh, that's all right.
We sit beside each other all show long.
Morgan's in my squad anyway.
Room divided.
Pick a
squad. Squad goals.
Yeah. All right. Enough. Oh, don't high five each other, girls. Stop. Stop that. Stop that.
Bobby Bones.
Bones. Show.
Bobby Bones.
Eddie Jr. wants a BB gun now because they went to the mountains and he got to play the BB gun.
Yep.
Oh, how fun.
And get this, his first shot at a can, he hits it.
Oh, so now he thinks
he's awesome.
Okay, so you're going to let him get one?
Yeah.
Are you really going to get a BB gun?
We've talked about this.
Has he seen A Christmas Story or whatever?
Yes, he has. I mean, I don't think it phases him, but yeah, I mean, he's so excited. He went with his little friends and they all shot stuff up. And
Were you with him?
Yeah, I was with him.
Will you let him take the BB gun out without you?
Ugh, that's tough.
Like into the woods behind the house?
So. I mean, maybe after a couple months of me just being with him and supervising. I think he's ready, though. I mean, I taught him, you know, keep the gun up and keep it on safety. Don't, you know, point at anyone, all that stuff. But I don't know. I think it's a good step to start if he wants to ever shoot guns. I mean, this is, I did it. I had a BB gun.
Dude, that is so awesome. Shooting cans as a kid with a BB gun was like, you felt so cool. I'd go to my grandparents and he had a BB gun and we'd sit on the back porch and shoot cans. And my sister shot a hole in the wall, and he got so mad, we just covered it with a picture.
What's a BB gun cost now?
They're cheap. It's under $50.
Really?
And I'm talking like CO2 cartridge pellet guns, BB guns.
You can get something for your yard, a little squirrel or bunny rabbit thing that'll crawl along and then pop up like with a string, and he can practice shooting at it.
What does your wife think?
Yeah, no, she was just kind of scared of what could happen before we went to the mountains, but after she saw him with it and saw his friends shooting it, she thought that'd be pretty cool. Like, that's actually pretty a good stepping stone of growing up.
Eddie's excited because his kid's doing something manly.
I mean, it's cool to see him do stuff outdoors because, I mean, if I let him, he would just stay inside all day and draw.
Because he's a very artistic kid.
Yeah, he'll draw and he'll do stories and he'll read. He loves books. Like,
that's awesome.
Which is cool, but it's like, go outside and get some sun and
so
run around,
get
dirty.
The old Christmas gift.
Yeah.
Is that when you're going to give it to him?
Make sure he's not listening. No, I'm not getting him a BB gun. What are you talking about? He might be listening right now. I don't know. I think it's time for sure.
When does Eddie Jr. get a BB gun?
Oh, you know, I,
T- two kids, man.
When do they potty train? Three?
I don't ask lunch.
Year and a half.
Year
and a half, 2 years. Yeah, if you want to start them, if you want to get them going.
Do you use that lunch? Do you recommend using like the M&M trick? Like if you go potty, you get an M&M. Or do you not bribe with candy anymore? Is that not
I've never heard that.
I don't think bribing with candy is a good thing.
Oh,
no, because then they expect candy every time they go to the bathroom.
Well, my dog. Go get in your cage. I used to give him bones, and now he just goes to get in his cage.
That's a dog.
You just do, like, affirmation, like, good job.
Hey, my dog wants a BB gun. He's getting one.
He's getting one this Christmas?
Yeah, my dog is whatever he wants. Hey, here's the dog. He's in the middle. So there are two guys. They're riding passenger and shotgun. And in the middle, there's this bulldog. It's a big black and white bulldog. And so Josh Groban's playing. And when it comes to the chorus, the bulldog loves to sing along.
You raise me up.
Now, is he more like turn this crap off or is he like,
no, he's singing along. Yeah, because the beginning part isn't sing. That's not in the clip because it's those two guys. And then when the hook hits, the chorus, he goes right into it. Top five dog names for guys: Cooper, Buddy, Rocky, Charlie, and number one's Max. Top five girl names for dogs: Molly, Sadie, Lucy, Daisy, and Bella.
Aww.
My dog's named Dusty, and I named my dog after a person, like someone who didn't fire me when they probably should have way back in the day, probably like 2004. Got into a bunch of trouble on the radio, and I said, if I don't get fired for this, I'm naming my firstborn. I haven't had any kids, but I did have a dog, and so I named him after Dusty, who was my general manager at the time.
This is the Bobby Bones
Show.
Our producer, Eddie, has a 7-year-old. He's going to sing a song. You gotta hear the music, though, right?
No. This is just what he knows of the song. And he's not really good with words, so he's not a lyric guy. So he kind of makes up his words a little bit.
More of a melody guy.
Yeah, he knows the melody, but he doesn't know the lyrics.
Amy and Lunchbox, write down what you think Eddie Jr. is singing, okay? These are all country songs. Some are easier than others.
Okay.
Song number one.
I've been sleepwalking. Too close to the fire. It's the only place that I can hold you tight.
It's so cute.
I've been sleepwalking. Too close to the fire. It's the
Oh, I'm in for the win.
Is Junior singing with him?
He's a little backup from Junior. He's two. Yeah.
Got it. Amy.
Burning House.
Lunchbox.
I got Burning House.
Good. Adam, softball.
That was easy.
All right. Next one. Name it.
You make my dreams come fire. You numb them the side. Take me up to a dim.
I'm in.
Okay.
You make my dreams come fire. You.
Lunchbox? I can die a happy man.
Amy?
Lose my mind.
Lose my mind, Fred Eldridge.
Yeah, he nailed it.
Yeah.
7-year-old Eddie Jr. nailing the hits here. Number three.
Just tell him that it's over. Days of all eternity and that's a lie. No, it's over. Oh, tell him that it's over. No.
Sometimes you pull your headphones out, Amy, before it's even over, like important parts.
Because I can get what he's doing, but then if he starts to go off a little bit, it's going to mess me up. So I pull
did he
out
ever get
ears.
On?
Yeah.
He oh, did?
He did, yeah.
Yeah, he did. I got it.
Lunch.
Luke Bryan.
Not a song, but cool. Amy?
Break up with him.
To tell him that it's over.
Yeah, see?
Just tell him that it's over.
I mean,
oh,
nailed
yeah,
one.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry. Eddie Jr., 7 years old. Here we go.
I was a child of backseat freedom. A child of rock and roll. And got a marina. Never grow up. Never grow up.
I I'm in.
Why just writing it down?
Oh. I want a dog and backseat freedom.
I'm in for the win.
All right, Lunchbox.
Fast cars and freedom.
Oh, my goodness.
Amy?
John Cougar, John Deere, John 316.
There you go, Amy. Backseat freedom, baptized by rock and roll. Nailed that one.
I want a dog and backseat freedom.
What's funny is I'm hearing him grow up in these clips. Like, I'm actually hearing him get older.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, not in this set of clips, but, like, through the last year, 2 years. Ah, oh, it's crazy. Here we go.
I remember you at New Year.
Boy, Junior screws the whole thing up. Like, just when he's about to get it, the two-year-old messes it up.
He's trying, you know? Like, they're really trying to get it.
Oh, boy.
7 years old, singing country songs.
I remember you at New Year.
What in the world?
Nailed it. Like, doesn't know the words, but nails the melody.
He doesn't know the words.
All right. Lunchbox?
Break up in a small town.
Yeah, you have it, but you don't have it.
Oh, crash and burn!
You have it written down though.
I know, but I finally got there.
All right, last one. Okay. Eddie Jr., 7 years old. Sings the hits.
I remember at you. And then when you're all twirling your hair, I take a stack of books. Tangin' in the sunlight. Then I knew that.
What were the beats? Oh! The curse?
That's the title of the song.
Oh, yeah, you beat out the title of the
song. Junior
cursed. I know, I was like, whoa. Oh,
I was like, wait a minute.
No, you'd hear me screaming at him after that.
I'm in at you.
Okay.
Okay. Lunchbox?
I'm in for the win.
Go ahead.
High class.
No. Amy?
Oh. Nothing like you.
Yeah, that's actually Dan and Shay. That's not Eddie Jr. and
correct.
Junior Jr.
Is that the title?
Nothing like you.
Yes. Yeah. Nothing like you. Shay's all spinning
in the summer rain. Dance on in the rain. No. Like, pretty close to nailing that one there. Ain't no t-shirt.
Rockin' that rock and roll.
Dude, they should just open for the Raging Idiots.
I'll ask them.
Yeah.
See how much they charge.
All right, nice work. Let's go. Bobby Bones. The Bobby Bones Show. Thank you guys for hanging out. The whole show's up. Just go to iHeartRadio and search Bobby Bones Show on demand. On Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. Appreciate you guys being here. The Bobby Bones Show.